You see how the charismatics were not the first to dance and sing in front of the Lord. Here's David, the king. See, the ark contained the covenant, right? The Ark of the Covenant. And that means the Word of God. And those are the words that bind the people to God. This is my blood of the new covenant. And so, you see, you brought the Ark of God from Obed-Edom, which is northeast of Jerusalem, into the splendid tent that David had built. He wanted to build a house, remember? And Nathan said, great idea. But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan and said, go tell my servant David, in effect, you're not going to build me a house. I'm going to build you a house, the house of David. And from that house will come the one who will reign over the world. So our king is from the house of David. Your son will build the house. But you can see how David got so excited about the ark coming in to the tent he had prepared to be there in Jerusalem with the people. They could go and worship, sing songs to him. And he was very excited about that. He was dancing and with abandon, it says here. See? And all the house were bringing up the Lord to the Lord, with the ark of the Lord, with shouts of joy and to the sound of the horn. Now that sounds like a prayer meeting, doesn't it? I mean, people getting excited and singing and dancing and clapping and praising God. And that's just the old covenant. We should be doing backflips. I mean, we got a lot more to be, you know, excited about. We're not going to try backflips this morning right here, but... and he sent everybody home with some food. Now we have a place for the ark. And in the ark are the tablets of the law. The word of God. You know, there's a line in the prophet Baruch. Blessed are you, O Israel, because what pleases the Lord has been made known to you. Think about that. You know? God said, this is the way to live. And the people who learned that, they were the luckiest people in the world. God taught them how to live. Did they always do it? No. Do we? No. But you see, what a gift to know. This is what pleases God. It pleases God to get up in a cold morning and come here and hear the word of God and feast on the body and blood of Christ. That pleases the Father. So, what a privilege to know that and to be able to do it. We're very fortunate. And so, how does that apply to the gospel? Our Lord, remember the relationship that he and Mary had, okay? He's trying to cut through, especially in the Mediterranean and in Semitic cultures, you know, it's your relatives, and it's you know, I remember once. I got to be quick, don't I? But I'll tell you this story anyway. It's an interesting story. This family, that I was close to the family, they had one girl, and they wanted her to marry. And there was this guy over here, the only son of a widowed mother, with a large fortune. So they said, marry him. Well, you don't go on dates and go dancing over there. You know, it's all done for you. And so, but they finally got married. And then he left her. Well, you have to live in that world. But so Shahadi clan got together. It was 130 men in one house planning on what they were going to do to that fellow when they found him. And so, you know, there were meals and they were going on and on. And one, David, was there. His name was Camille. And he was the seventh son in this family where the Camelia had been, see, the girl. And he stood up in the midst of these 200 men, most of them older than he, and said, "There will be no killing in this family. There will be no cruelty against that man. We will find him and make him come back and do his duty by his wife, but that's it." And he had such authority, they all listened to him. So the fella came back, and she was pregnant at the time, and she had a boy. "Everything's fine, no more problem." That's the way they are. So, you see, your brother, your sisters, your family, you know, they want to talk to you. And Jesus says, "Who's my brother? Who's my sisters? Who's my mother?" And then he says, you see, looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he's father and not father, mother and brother and sister to me." See how he lays down a new family? Everybody who loves the Father and tries to do his will, we're one family. Now and forever. And again, you know, family ties over there are so... If I go and have supper with family A, I will never be invited to family B. Because they're... So there are strong sides and weak sides to this. But our Lord is accenting the strong side. You see, whoever does the will of God, my Father, you see, if you do the will of my Father, then you've got to be my brother and sister, right? Because we have the same Father. Okay. I better quit. Hold on. But I'm trying to tell you there's so much excitement in the Word of God. It's not just do the will of God and I'll be his brother and mother and sister. I mean, it's just not like that. And then he comes to the point finally where we now share his flesh and blood every day. We're relatives.